Okay, so let's start again.
For sure. Okay,
so for 10 minutes. So, okay. So, very nice performance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Merci.
It was the first time I was to discover your music.
Fantastic.
I enjoyed it a lot. And when I listened to you, I don't know how to put it. Do you pray?
Do I pray?
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I grew up in a very spiritual household where there was a lot of prayer, and a lot of the religious language and practices are incorporated in the Irish language and in my household, but I don't actually practice praying myself, unfortunately. It's something I fell out of.
Okay, because when I see you, you and your sister on stage, it seems to me your songs are like prayers.
For sure, yeah, for sure they are. And it's a form of meditation for us, it's a form of spirituality. It helps connect us with our land and with our ancestors because it's such an ancient tradition. So I guess it is a form of prayer. It's some way to look inwards and reflect on yourself and really connect with an energy that belongs to the area that you were born and raised in.
Mm-hmm. And to there is a kind of a healing process into your songs?
For sure. Yeah, it's a complex process. It's a very particular tradition, so there's a sincere focus on the song and not the singer. So we really have to work very hard on removing ourselves as individuals from the performances, letting the lyrics and the tradition and the melodies speak for themselves. Yes, of course, we arrange them and we incorporate bits of our personality, but we always want to keep respectful and true to the content of the songs and the people that preserved them for centuries before us.
Would you say your music is traditional music?
Yes, it's a modern approach on very traditional music. So what we do with the harmony and the instrumentation and counter melodies and stuff like that, it's not typical of the tradition, it's not traditional in its approach, but we find that given that we're in the 21st century and people are traveling and it's globalized, like hundreds of years ago it wasn't common to sing a Chanot song here in Paris, but nowadays it is common. So I think naturally the music will evolve as it comes into contact with other more contemporary sources, wider audiences, bigger stages, and globalization. And I think it's important for the tradition to be able to evolve and move with the times. Not to change it, not to try and say there's anything wrong with it the way it is, but I think it's important for young people like ourselves to explore and innovate and express ourselves with our art.
Mm. What kind of other music do you listen to apart from your music?
So there's many inspirations. I do like listening to a lot of choral music. So I listen to a lot of choir songs and choirs. That's where I get inspiration for vocal harmony and dissonance and these kind of crunchy harmonies that we love incorporating. I do listen to a lot of folk and traditional, of course, and then it's impossible to avoid popular music, pop music and rock and stuff like that. So I really like listening to folk music from other countries as well. I've been fortunate to work with folk musicians from Serbia, folk musicians from Norway, Scotland, France. So yeah, I like to listen to lots of different kinds of folk music.
Which French musician do you listen to?
So French musicians that I listen to, a lot of people I've met in real life, Kevin Le Penich, he's a fantastic harpist. We've had other, the names are completely slipping my mind at the moment, but I've attended lots of great concerts in Ireland where French musicians have come over. The artists are not coming to mind at the moment, but sincerely inspired by Breton music and from music from Brittany.
Christian Nogues, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a great one, of course. How could I forget? Great inspiration. So even though I don't perform their repertoire, I love listening to them and learning from their music.
Is it not too difficult in our world, the way it's going, we're talking about artificial intelligence, is it not too difficult to be in your music the way you do it, in the spiritual way you're doing it?
Yes, that's a great question. And artificial intelligence is something that I find quite intimidating in that it's so unknown and its possibilities are infinite. So that's quite scary. I think luckily the music that we perform is so heavily rooted in the people, so authentic, so honest and real, that I don't think there's a sincere threat from AI. I think it's too personal for a computer to ever be able to replicate it. And I think, luckily, it's going to be one of those traditions of music that goes untouched. I think people will still continue to sing the songs that have lived for centuries. They'll continue to compose in their own unique ways. But I think that the unique part of Seanó singing is that the songs are centuries old and they pass from generation to generation by oral tradition. So it's not written down, it's not processed through a computer. It's something that's heard and replicated. So I think it'll be in that way protected from... I shouldn't say protected, because AI can be used for very positive things too, but it'll be protected from artificial or industry approaches to the music. I think that's very important.
Was it obvious for both of you, your sister and you, to sing together?
Yes, yes. There's a term called blood harmony that's used in the English language. I'm sure there's equivalent in French as well. There's not in Irish, but that familial tie. Do you know, listening to someone's voice and a frequency that you're very used to because you've heard it all your life. There's a sweet space there for siblings or mother and fathers to sit in and just understand each other without having to look, without having to listen too hard, just feeling that energy connect. I've tried to replicate that with singers outside my family. It doesn't quite work the same as when it works with my sister, so we're very fortunate. We have a bit of an advantage when it comes to performing in harmony.
Who is the older one, you or your sister?
I'm older, by 3 years.
You are there other brothers than sisters?
There are two older brothers. Conal, our eldest brother, was a fantastic flute player and singer as well. And then Ronan, our second brother, played banjo and sang. So we learned a lot from our older siblings. And sometimes, on very rare occasions, we all sing together. But maybe once at Christmas, something like that.
Sounds great. When is what about your album?
So the album is currently in the works. We were hoping to have it ready by 2025, but we travel so much these days. We did a tour of Canada, a tour of the US. We've traveled extensively throughout Europe. I was in Osaka in Japan earlier this year. So we travel quite a lot. So it's difficult to find some time for the studio. But we're fingers crossed we're back in the studio and hoping to complete by the start of 2026 to release later in 2026. So hopefully people can look out at our social media, Seamus and Quibi Music, to keep up to date with
that. I was hoping to have your album tonight.
not today, but sometime in the future. Fingers crossed.
How was it in Japan?
Japan was very, very unreal experience. So I was there for the expo, of course, lots of different pavilions. It was a real great way to immerse myself in the cultures of different countries. So I visited many different pavilions. But it was also very humbling to see the amount of Japanese residents that had such a love for Irish music. I met so many Irish musicians and singers and dancers of Japanese origin that had completely fallen in love with our culture in Ireland. And it's endearing to see that, you know, for such a small island nation, Ireland has such a reach in terms of our dance and our music and our language. River dance, for example, is so widely known, and I think that generated an interest. So yeah, Japan was very eye-opening. I got to learn so much about culture. I got to learn that other people learn so much about my culture. So very humbling.
And when are you about to perform on stage?
For the next time?
Yeah.
So we travel to Brest tomorrow in, Brittany. So we travel there for one concert. And that actually completes our performances for this year. We've traveled extensively since January. And then in the new year, we have some Irish dates. We're back here in France in March, on the 3rd and 4th of March, in the Centre Culturel Irlandais, so the CCI.
I see, yes.
Yeah, so we're back here in Paris in maybe 4 months.
Okay.
So we look forward to coming back.
So maybe we'll be here.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Okay. Hopefully you can enjoy the music again.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Seamus.
My name is
Frank, and my blog is balisticdequotidien.com.
Fantastic. Merci. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to your sister too.
I'll tell her that.
Thank you.
Merci. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Great to meet you, Frank.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
There you go.